Mike Hamernick. Just give me a minute of your time. Are you there, Mike? Good morning. How are you?
Hey, John, I am. Good morning. How are you doing?
Meteorologist over at WGN. Mike, we've been hearing about a few days of snow, and it sounds kind of on and off starting, what, today or tomorrow?
How about tonight? Looks like around midnight or so. That's when the snow is going to kick in. So I think we're in pretty good shape for today. Not anticipating any problems, but the first flakes expected to fly in the western suburbs around 11 p.m. or midnight, and then gradually work their way across the area tomorrow morning. So by this time tomorrow, everybody should be seeing some type of snow. But it's going to vary from light to moderate. It's mostly going to be a light snow, so it's going to take a while to add up.
Yeah,
we're not looking at a superstorm or anything like that, but the flakes will be flying tomorrow.
Yeah, right. And then so you get a little of that tomorrow, and then the way I'm hearing it, it's kind of on and off for a few days. What do you think the total accumulation is going to be?
Yeah, it's a slow-moving storm, and it's got a lot of moisture. The thing it doesn't have, it's not a real powerful system, so it doesn't have the ability to squeeze out all that available moisture. So I think that's going to limit the snowfall total somewhat. We're also going to see some rain mix in on Friday with the snow.
Yeah.
So snow mainly on Thursday, then rain mixed in with the snow on Friday. So that's going to hold down the total somewhat. So I'm thinking, you know, we're probably still in that 2, 3, 4 to 5 inch window as far as total snowfall accumulation. Although some areas north and west of the city could end up with a little bit more than that. But I'm thinking from the city, the west, south, and into northwest Indiana, we're still within that maybe 3, 4 inch window as far as how much we're expecting from the system total.
Yeah. Well, 3 to 4 inches this winter feels like a lot to me, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. We haven't had that big mega storm yet. And,
are you rooting for one? I would rather have just give me one of those. And what the hell? It's January. Don't do it in May, but I'll take one now. Give me 13 inches of snow. I think that would just be a lot of fun.
We're talking about mid to late Saturday morning, though.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
and I want it. Right. I've had my coffee. We get this monstrous snow. We shovel. We have hot chocolate. We visit with the neighbors out front. That whole scene. Can you get me one of those, Mike?
I don't see one in the cards yet, but you know, we have that sweet spot. Over the last 10 years, late January and early February, the first week of February has been kind of the sweet spot for the big storms here in Chicago. You know, we had the Groundhog Day blizzard. We had the Super Bowl blizzard, you know, in the last decade. So we're in that sweet spot, you know, as far as the big storm is concerned. But right now, it doesn't look like this one is going to be that storm.
Yeah, no kidding. Although there is something to the adventure of a rush hour weekday monster snowstorm, too.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody to get injured, but I'm just saying
right.
Because then you have those epic stories. It took me 2.5 hours on the Eisenhower. I had to walk
exactly
7 blocks. I remember some of us were almost trapped downtown one year. We got a hotel and stayed overnight because if we got home, we were pretty sure we weren't going to get back. A little adventure is good for the soul.
And that's what saved us from the Super Bowl blizzard. We got 20 inches of snow out of that storm, but it happened over the weekend. Everybody was home. Nobody really had to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Stay home, watch the game. So it didn't have the impact that those weekday storms do. So you're exactly right. Those weekday storms do turn into be a much more of an epic type of storm than the weekend ones.
Okay, next few days, starting midnight tonight or so, western suburbs first, of course, and then through the metro, 2, 3, 4 inches, maybe a little more depending on where you are, and maybe a mix of sometimes snow and some frozen stuff, rain maybe too. Okay, Mike.
On Friday, and then ending with snow on Saturday again, a little bit of snow, and then we're done for a couple of days.
Okay, buddy, good to hear your voice. Thanks for the help.
All right, John, anytime.
Mike Hamernick over at Channel 9, WGN-TV.